escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On a sticky, muggy Wednesday morning. Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, and you heard Jeremy Otto on the updates.
Yeah, sticky, muggy, it certainly is. Today's probably a, I don't know, it's probably a 3 to 4 shirt day.
Did you pack a couple extra?
Always. Hey, when it's like this, you got to, yes, you do. And I know, Heather, it sounds like it disgusts you, but it's even worse if I didn't change the shirts.
I believe that.
Yes. So, yes, that. It's.
So if people watch today, will you have a different shirt every hour or is this for later?
No,
in the
because
day?
It's not sweaty in here right now.
Emphasis on right now.
Right. Yes. Correct.
And this so thermostat, you never know.
We'll see. Or when Doug Karsh comes in, because no matter what the weather is outside, he needs to have 100 degrees inside.
I don't understand it. Anyway, a lot to talk about today on the show. You heard in the update, the Panthers win the Stanley Cup, which means the offseason is officially here in hockey. I will take it upon myself to impersonate Steve Yzerman later in the show.
Oh, wow.
And instead of telling you no and no, I will tell you yes and yes moves to make to improve this hockey team. I will set the Steve Wiser plan. We'll do that 7:02. In the meantime, Javi Baez, 2 home runs last night, the celebration, balloons in the clubhouse. Wow.
Wow is right.
How is this happening? It's June and the guy's got an 800 OPS, nearly, and he's celebrating 10 years of service time with balloons. Nobody saw this coming.
No. I mean, we don't need to beat a dead horse, but everything leading into this year, his relationship with the Tigers fans, and it sounds like it's always been fairly good. Like, they've been frustrated because they're paying him a lot, not getting a lot back, but he's still there. But with Tigers fans, that relationship was dead and buried. Is it getting resurrected with what he's doing? That was 8-9 on for home runs on the year. He has been at center field, third base, shortstop, second base, and probably should be back in center field. He has been very consistent.
Do you know how many home runs he hit last year?
I'm guessing 2.
6.
Okay.
He's at 9. Already putting everything last year behind him.
Yeah. I mean, it's
and really the last couple seasons behind him.
Well, it's not just that, but it's the juice that he brings to the team. Whether it's making plays in center field, it's making plays, even the throw out by Dylan Dingler.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the hard work was done by Dingler. Like, he put that ball on Javi's glove. But for Javi to be able to, like, have the glove in the right place, make the tag, like, he does all the little things that you need guys in the field to do. The baseball IQ is where Javi, I think, is really excels. He still has that swing and miss. It's always going to be there. It was there before they signed him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, that wasn't a secret. When they signed Javi Baez, there was a list of pros and cons, but in the con category, bold letter was high chase rate,
yeah,
lots of strikeouts. The pro column, though, had
power
and highlight defensive place. Mm-hmm. He was considered a plus defender, had 1 gold glove, right? So there you go. The power had vanished entirely.
Mm-hmm.
And with 9 home runs through 60 games, yeah, he could have another 20 home run season. Probably not the 30 home run power of his peak, but real pop from the middle of your infield, there's a premium on that.
Yeah, and we're trying to figure out why all of the stuff, and it's not always the answer is not always the hip surgery. But in regards to the power, that might be the biggest payoff of being able to operate as a as an athlete without having that hip pain. That might be where it pays off the most.
Yeah, I had heard it explained too that because the hip was ailing him, he couldn't necessarily get in on certain pitches, and he had to overcompensate, and it exaggerated a hole in his swing that was already there, and it was on display, and everybody hated him. I mean, I think if you offered Tiger fans a chance to fistfight the guy a year ago, they would have lined up all up and down Woodward, and now they're embracing him. His teammates are having fun with him. Jake Rogers, helium balloons.
Yeah.
This is a fairy tale, what's happening right now. The idea that Javi Baez would have balloons in the clubhouse celebrating him, nobody saw that coming. Can we play that audio again of Jake Rogers? That was hilarious. I think that was him in the shower, Rieger said.
Yeah. It's, hey, just playing a kid's game.
Just howling.
Yeah. Hey, when you win, it cures all ails.
It does.
It really does.
It does. We're going to spend some time on Javi and this baseball team this morning, in addition to the Red Wing offseason stuff. What did you make of the Panthers back-to-back Stanley Cup champions?
Kind of what we thought. It was exciting for the first handful of games, and then it just felt like Edmonton ran out of juice.
Yeah.
It was a game four where Florida went up 3-0 in the first period, and that's when, okay, the Panthers fight back. It kind of felt like that was their last stand. That was the last bit of effort that they could muster. And then games five and six were just almost felt methodical. I don't know if you could call a championship at that level methodical, but
no, but they pummeled them.
Yeah.
I mean, they jumped them in both game five and game six. And specifically last night, it was done. On home ice, they were going to take care of business. There was a lot made about a desperate Oilers team that made a push and forced the game seven a year ago. Could they do it again? Connor McDavid, best player in the world, backed against the wall. Here's the reality. Florida was desperate too. They were desperate to win the cup on their home ice and put an end to this and not deal with what they dealt with a year ago. And John, they're also a better team than they were a year ago. To add Brad Marchand and Seth Jones at the trade deadline, to a team that was already the reigning Stanley Cup champions. And I know Tkachuk is battling through this and that, and they're a tough, physical team that wears you down. And I think Edmonton got filed down.
Yeah, I think that it was a grind.
Yeah.
And you saw which team had the most juice for the entire season, but also obviously in the playoffs.
Yeah,
it was Florida, and for them to be able to, they lose one to Vegas 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now three.
Now they played in three straight with two wins.
Yeah, and so it's been a hell of a run for South Florida.
Are we entering D territory, dynasty?
Oh,
want to clarify very quickly because I know who I'm doing a radio show with.
Tkachuk said so.
You're approaching it. I don't think
two is not a dynasty.
Two is not a dynasty. To me, it's three, and it doesn't necessarily have to be three in a row. It doesn't have to be a three-peat.
But it could be like three within years five years.
Yeah.
He said we're a dynasty. He referred to also the appearance in the finals 2 years ago.
Yeah, but appearing in the finals is not. You got to win.
Right. I mean,
the dynasties are measured by championships. Like the Blackhawks, I think, won 3 in 5 years. And we consider them, as far as modern hockey dynasties go, a dynasty.
Yeah, right. That's kind of where I'm at. It's like 3 in 5 years.
The Wings had 97, 98, and 02. That's a little more than 5 years, but that's kind of considered the dynasty too.
My big takeaway from the Panthers is I think that they are. So there's been the Red Wings repeated 97, 98. The Penguins did it in the mid-2010s. And then the Lightning did it in 2020 and 2021.
And then they failed to three-peat.
Yes. Yeah. I think the Panthers are the best repeat champ since the Wings. I think they're the most well-built, methodical. To beat them four times in seven games, they took down four 100-point teams in the playoffs. There was no easy path.
Nope.
I'm not sure if that's been done before. It probably has. Probably.
I saw someone making the case they're the best team in the cap era. And that would be challenging maybe the 08 Red Wings, who still had some remnants like Nick Lidstrom from the pre-cap.
Yeah.
But they're on the short list of the best hockey teams in the salary cap era, this Florida Panthers team.
And so it'll be fun to see if they can go for a three-peat.
Last time we had a three-peat was? I haven't looked
Islanders?
This up, but it had to be the Islanders.
Islanders, 80, well, actually, I was going to say a four-peat.
Yeah, with Bossy in the 80s.
Because Edmonton in the, mid-80s.
Steve Smith cost them a five-peat. When he scored on his own goal. Maybe the worst moment for sports for a person ever. Yeah.
But Gretzky never won three straight. He won a bunch, but he didn't.
Yeah, four in 5 years.
Yeah. The 80s were dominated by two teams.
Yeah. So they're going to lose Bennett probably for sure. He's going to bust the bank. What perfect timing to win a Conn Smythe and hit free agency.
No kidding.
And he'll get overpaid because of that.
Yep. And there will be a conversation about Ekblad.
Yeah, but to me, if I'm them, I'm doing everything I can to keep Ekblad. You let Bennett walk, and you got to deal with it.
248-539-9797. We got open lines. We're going to get into the Javi Baez stuff, best story on the team, and a question that we have about how he fits on this team the rest of the season. Get into the Stevie Weiser plan at 702. It's 97.1. I want to talk about Brightside Dental. If you've been looking to get back to the dentist, but you're feeling self-conscious, Brightside Dental is your place. There's no judgment when you get in there, whether it's your first visit in a long time or your first visit ever in the case of getting your kids in there. Time to book those appointments. Summer's here. You want to get in before you get busy with camps and sports and vacations. $35 new patient special covers exams and x-rays with no hidden fees. Make an appointment. Get back in that routine before the summer really gets rolling. 1-800-PAINLESS, brightsidedental.com. Tell them Jim Costa and the Morning Show sent you. That's Brightside Dental. No judgment, just care.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Panthers Radio. We're going to talk Red Wings now that the offseason is officially here. We'll do that at 7:02. I'll impersonate Steve Yzerman. Try to get this thing right.
Gov, when's Stoney in today? Is that afternoon?
Middays.
Is he in middays today?
Yeah, middays today and then with you tomorrow.
I wonder if we can...
A Whoa Canada?
Get him to maybe crosstalk. I think it fits well there.
I think we should.
I know Gov hates it.
He doesn't like
hates it. Hates me right now because I even brought it up, but it's I can't wait.
Oh, it's yesterday he did ask me if we could pull last year's.
Oh, if he could pull last year's.
He's already.
Oh, I am hard no. Like if he wants to pull it, they could do it in the midday show, but not on this one because if he's going to do it, it has to be original. In the moment.
Bill O'Reilly style. We'll do it live.
Singing Stoney is my most hated Stoney. It's like we have so many examples in the system of him singing and it just being like the Enter Sandman. He absolutely crapped all over that song.
Yeah, but
it's what he does.
It makes it so perfect.
Yes.
That's why it's perfect.
Are you new to the Stoney phenomenon? His imperfections are what people love.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, maybe we should put a poll. Do you want to hear Stoney sing?
Woke Canada during cross
9:58.
I love all the Stoney-isms, but that's the one I hate. I'm leaving it. It hurts my ears. Like it's just.
I think it hurts everyone's ears.
I want Heather to sing, and she won't do it. I'd love to hear what
I
Heather
will
sounds
not
like.
Do it.
Yeah,
it's like don't hold back. This is a don't hold back business.
Believe me. Yeah. You want me to hold back?
I mean, me and Jim did it. It was horrendous, but it's. And that's why I'll never do it again. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that.
Was that really, your singing voice?
That was me and him together, or
duet. Well, I know, but were you really singing, or were you just...
It was an anthem singer that butchered it, and we just kind of jumped in
and helped.
The land of the free.
Helped.
Yeah.
So this is us helping. Anyway, some ticket text, 248-539-9797. I hate Florida, but it is a dynasty. Three appearances in the cup, two wins. In today's world, that is a dynasty.
I disagree. I think it has to be three wins, and it doesn't have to be a three-peat, maybe three within 5 years.
Yeah.
And great that they're there, and they are in a dominant stretch of Florida Panther hockey. Three appearances in 3 years, two wins. Yeah, that's great. But to me, a dynasty has to be three wins.
I think the other element of a dynasty is that you have to be the favorite, the odds-on favorite going into next year. So just taking a look at it, right now I'm on FanDuel, Stanley Cup, 2026 winner, Hurricanes +700, Panthers +750, Oilers +750.
Yeah, but they do this every year with the Hurricanes. They're like an analytics darling, and this is the year, and then they get to the East Finals, and they can hardly skate.
So I don't
get making them the favorite.
I was going to ask a question.
Was it going to be a dumb question?
How far down the list? What is it for the Red Wings?
That's a great question.
Keep scrolling.
We are scrolling.
Keep scrolling.
+10,000.
Hell yeah. Value. Let's do it.
You never know.
Once you get my plan in the mix, it's on the table. Steve, I'm offering it out.
Don't break your arm trying to pat yourself on the back before we even hear this.
Before I've even laid it out.
I am counting tied for 24th best odds.
Okay.
24th. Okay. All right.
Texter
says,
so
you're saying there's a chance.
Make or break off season for Yzerman. My buddies and I are saying he has to prove he's capable of making a good trade or free agent splash. That's from Hockey Elite Pat. On the Baez stuff, he had 2 home runs last night. Everybody's feeling good. Maybe the best story of this Tigers season. Baez should never have been signed. Knee-jerk reaction during that offseason. He was the last choice as a free agent shortstop. 3 seasons of arguably the worst baseball ever. Glad for him, but he shouldn't be part of a contender. Moneyball is frustrating to try and be a fan of.
Put a pin in that text.
Okay.
And we'll bring that one back at 6:35.
Yeah, after Heather's news, we'll get into it.
Well, the man who broke into Eminem's Clinton Township home will be spending the next 15 to 30 years behind bars. Yes, so in 2020, Eminem woke up to this guy, Matthew Hughes, in his home, standing behind him. And at the time, Hughes told Eminem that he was there to kill him.
Oh.
Terrifying situation, right? And then prior to that, Hughes had been arrested, I believe it was in 2019, after he was found sleeping in the guest house of the Rochester Hills property that Eminem once owned.
Oh.
So he was stalking for sure. He definitely has a thing. So he was sentenced on Tuesday, and as well as jail time, he was also ordered to have 0 contact with Eminem, which shouldn't be difficult from behind bars.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm guessing no letters written.
Yep. Yes, no signs.
No, nothing.
No calls.
No letters from Stan.
Exactly. The Detroit woman who shot at that repo man last week, remember that story?
Yeah.
Because her car was being repossessed. Well, she's now facing some felony charges. Shaquanda Tankersley was arraigned on Monday on multiple charges, including assault with intent to murder. And if convicted, she faces up to life in prison.
Mm.
Yeah.
That'll happen.
I should have thought twice about that.
Yeah. Yep.
Big Boy turning 89 this week.
Big Boy.
Yeah, to celebrate, right, they're offering a few restaurant specials and discounts. So you might want to go check them out. Today, for instance, fans of the signature Big Boy, the double-decker sandwich with 2 beef patties between 2 bottom buns, you can get it for 99 cents with the purchase of a Pepsi product. Go get yourself a pop, get yourself a burger for a buck. Then on Thursday, sandwiches and wraps are $8. Friday, you can go get a free slice of pie with any purchase of $8.99 or more. And then on Saturday, the breakfast buffet and coffee is $12.99.
You used to love the breakfast buffet.
That was the move. There's a Big Boy in Mount Pleasant.
Yeah.
On a weekend, you roll out of bed and go to the buffet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was one right next to the bowling alley in Clawson. Thunderbird Lanes. And Big Boy was right there. We used to hit Big Boy after basketball games. And I used to love their... I don't remember what the name of their dessert was, but it was basically a chocolate sundae or a hot fudge sundae with brownies. Maybe it was a hot fudge brownie sundae.
That would make sense.
I don't know if they had a name for it, though, but that was my go-to after every single basketball game. Loved going to Big Boy.
It's been a long time since I've been to a Big Boy. I remember they used to have that atrium that was like, you know, you could go and like sit outside, but you weren't outside. You were underneath the glass. Like,
oh, yeah.
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 Kind of almost like a sunroom area.
Sunroom. That's what it's called.
I've seen some new ones pop up. They've almost rebranded or added something. It's like a Big Boy Express. It's a smaller one in some of the strip malls.
Jennifer Crumbly isn't giving up on her goal of getting out of jail. 3 days after being denied a new trial, she is asking the Michigan Court of Appeals to be released on bond. So her lawyer or her attorney filed a motion on Monday, basically saying that she poses no danger to others and that her appeal raises several questions of law and fact. So good luck to her. There's a new study which shows that drinking 1 to 3 cups of caffeinated coffee daily is associated with lower overall mortality. So I need to start drinking coffee is what I need to do.
Well, on my way to 100.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What's in your coffee? Do you add anything to it?
Cream, sugar?
No, it's just black.
Perfect. That means you're going to live even longer. Because
yes! 102!
There is a catch with this, basically. Like, if you're going to add cream, sugar, and anything else, like when you go to Starbucks, you're just ordering this slop inside your coffee.
You're ordering a dessert drink.
That's not coffee.
No.
That's not helping you.
No.
So they say it needs to be black coffee or with very, very low levels of added sugar and saturated fat. So you can add a little bit of sugar and cream. It says it's associated with a 14% lower risk of death compared to no coffee consumption.
There we go.
There you go, John. You're on your way to 100 right now.
Been working at this for a long time.
Yes. Yep. There is a Florida man, a 72-year-old Florida man who was arrested for stalking and filing false claims after calling 911 on his neighbors 647 times this year alone.
Oh, this year alone?
Yes. Wow. So during his last call, he claimed somebody was shooting an AR-15 rifle in the driveway. And when cops showed up, all they saw was a family barbecue happening. Small kids at play, nothing of the sort. And the neighbor kind of said, hey, this isn't the first time. He's done this before. He frequently stops by the front of our house. He starts yelling like obscenities and he's a nuisance. Turns out, according to police records, this guy has made 3,400 calls to 911 this year alone, 16,000 calls within the last 5 years. And it's unclear really what he's complaining about. But like I said, 647 of those calls were targeting that specific neighbor.
Clearly on speed dial. That's almost five a day.
And he's accused them of narcotic sales, firearms usage, disorderly conduct, suspicious activity.
Oh, suspicious activity.
At this point, if he called about something legitimate, they should hang up on him. Like the boy who cried wolf times a thousand.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Jeez.
Heather with the news. You want me to circle that Javi Baez text? We're going to talk about it next. 97.1.
Hey, FanDuel is the best place to find all your favorite player props while the NBA Finals are going on, and it's going on right now. Now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Maybe you want to check out a player's consistency throughout the playoffs, or maybe somebody's flirting with a potential triple-double in-game. You can get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And after the tip-off, it's not too late. You can combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win something big. If you don't already have a FanDuel account, it's not too late. You can still get in on all the action. You're going to get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Here's what you have to do. Visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit to join today and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawal bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Balloons and everything after the game for Javi Baez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Dickerson on the call. Two homer night for Javi on the night that he celebrates 10 years of service time. It really is out of a fairy tale. What's going on with this dude?
It's unbelievable. 3 years of just awful baseball. And compound that with the contract that he signed, fans, the team wasn't any good. And now all of a sudden, there's a race to 50. In terms of 50 wins right now. The Tigers still have the best record of Major League Baseball, and Javi Baez has been a huge part of it. Whether it's just plays in the outfield, it's what he's been able to do, and he's been opportunistic at the plate. It's not all, you know, roses, but it's been good enough to be a part of a team that is the best record in baseball. They are approaching a double-digit lead in the division. Right now it's 9.5 games. Are you kidding me?
Is he the best story on the best team? That's a question for you and everybody, but I think the answer is yes.
So, okay, then let's go back to yesterday when I'm stumping for, like, how quickly you waffle.
There's no waffling.
There's waffling. Yes,
I think Torque's more deserving of an all-star spot. That's a different conversation, John.
I don't know.
I know you did a show with a fence sitter for years. I'm not sitting on a fence here. Torque is more deserving of
yesterday,
the all-star.
I was stumping for him,
yes.
And I think he's got a better chance of being in the. Obviously, he's fifth in voting right now. I don't know how this affects voting, but I do think it is the best story, and maybe that's part of it, right? It's yesterday when I was stumping for him to be in the all-star game. It was more stumping for him to be comeback player of the year, because it wasn't just an injury that he was overcoming. It wasn't 1 year of, well, he had a bad injury early in the season, the Tigers missed him all year, and now he's back. No, it was three horrific baseball seasons. And all we heard from AJ was how Javi Baez is working on it, he's doing this, and the patience that the team has with him. And they were kind of forced to be very diplomatic in how they said it because of the contract, they weren't going to let him go.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, we're hit in the face with Javi Baez, and it just seems to be very poetic that on his 10 years of service anniversary, they got balloons and all this, he goes for two home runs.
Three hit night. OPS is now right about 800, yep. Which is crazy for a guy who had three terrible seasons. He was one of the worst hitters in all of baseball by the numbers.
Yeah.
And now he's on the best team, and he's the best story. I mean, look, there's a bunch of great stories. You want to highlight Torque? Fine. Torque had one down year, and clearly there was a point where he had to step up. Javi was times three. I think the animosity for Javi Baez was significantly higher than any animosity around Spencer Torkelson.
Oh, there's no question.
So that's the depths of where his career had fallen.
So there was a little animosity with Torque because it was, 1-1 overall. And then it was always, when are you going to bring Torque up? And when's Torque going to get the opportunity? Comes up, doesn't do well. And then the second half of that season, he ends up with 31 home runs. Then it was not great last year. It was a time down in AAA.
There were flashes with Torque. You could point to 30 homers. You could point to he's still young and he was the number one pick. And I don't think people expected much of Torque at the end of last season, but Javi was in a different level, a different stratosphere of frustration with this fan base. Is he the best story on the best team? 248-539-9797. On a night where he hits two home runs, he's the story. And he's had some moments this year. Remember the two-homer day, the walk-off winner against the Boston Red Sox? He's been part of pivotal moments for this team. He became part of the conversation immediately because of the injuries in center field. He is very much woven into the fabric of this team, the unselfish Detroit Tigers.
And was it the opening game at home in 22, that was his first year, right? And it was either that series against the Sox, or it was the series, the White Sox or the Red Sox, when he had that game winner off the fence.
It was White Sox, his
first game. Okay, yeah. So it was it was opening day 2022, and kind of everybody thought, oh, this is what we're going to get. And that's, after the game, you're watching him, and those are the moments you thought you were going to have. So it started off as good as you could possibly imagine. And then from there, it was all downhills for 3 years. And it kept getting worse and worse and worse.
Yeah, his nickname is El Mago, the magician. You got magic immediately. And you're like, then listen, I'll deal with some of the craziness, right? Sometimes on the base paths, he could be trying to do too much. Yeah. And sometimes he swings and misses too much. But I'm going to get wow plays in the field, plays at the plate. He's going to leave the yard. He's a 30 home run hitter. We're not getting that, but he could have 20 this season with an 800 OPS and play all over the diamond. All-star votes, balloons, celebrations, helium. He's a rallying figure in this clubhouse.
And it wasn't for 3 years. Like, there was a camp of, oh, Javi's going to be all right, versus Javi stinks. He wasn't polarizing.
No.
Because there was only one poll, and that was Javi stinks. There was, and I don't remember anybody last year calling in to defend Javi Baez saying, oh, just, give him more time and he'll get there. He's, No, it was all he's toast. And no one wanted him around. I'm curious. How do fans feel about Javi Baez now? And I'm sure there's going to be some recency bias about the, you know, hey, you saw the balloons, you saw the two home runs yesterday, and yeah, we're feeling good in the moment. But you look at the entire season, and how can you not like what you're seeing? And I know Tom mentioned it yesterday when I was stumping for Javi. You still have some animosity towards Javi Baez.
I think resentment might be the better word.
Okay.
It's just going to take time. Look, the guy...
How much time?
We're getting there. I'm to a point where I'm not going to criticize him anymore. I think this is one of the most miraculous turnarounds we've ever seen in Detroit sports. I do. This guy, you know, Jim, you said he hit his ninth home run last night when after his second one.
Mm-hmm.
He's on pace to get in 22 to 25 home runs. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, if I had said that before the season, you said you are nuts. There's no chance. And then we've seen these stories. You know, I always refer to Miggy in terms of, oh, look at him in the spring, and he's in
best
great shape.
Best shape has ever been
and
in.
And we heard that, you know, narrative for 3-4 years, and it just never really materialized that much, especially when it came to power. And that even more so just said, this is impossible. Oh, a hip surgery is going to help your eyes.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the entire story is just, it's absurd. Well, but I think to criticize him at this point, and nobody disliked him more than me. I thought it was a horrible signing. I still question the signing. I think that's fair.
Yeah, that's still fair.
But so the conversation was he went from the worst contract, the worst free agent signing in the history of Detroit sports, to maybe the greatest turnaround in Detroit sports history.
Would have to think that out a little bit. Yeah, but I think it's on the table for sure. I mean, when you go 3 years, 162 games per season.
Yeah.
The numbers last year, the OPS was under 500.
Yeah. He was the face of the resentment that Tiger fans were feeling, not just towards him, but to the team for stretches, right?
Yeah, for a large part of the season, he was hitting under 200.
He appears to be the player he used to be with the Cubs.
Not quite to that extent.
What's missing?
He's not going to hit 30 bombs.
Okay, but if he ends up with 25.
Well, he hit 31 the one year.
And I don't think he's going to win the Gold Glove. I mean, these are things he did in a Cubs uniform. He won the Silver Slugger. I mean, these are things he did as a member of the Northsiders. I think what it is it's Cubs Javi mixed with, hey, he's older. It's like 80% of maybe what you used to get in Chicago, which we could argue is that worth the contract. At this point, it's a moot point. He's locked up. He's a productive baseball player, which nobody expected as recently as 3 months ago.
Yeah.
You know, it looked like he was starting to dip just the last, you know, two weeks ago or so. And here it comes. And then he answers again. He's a streaky player.
Yep.
That's who he used to be.
Yeah.
There was no reason to think that this guy was going to save his career at this point. And I'm going so far now, I'll bring a baseball question into this. Mr. Parker Meadows fanboy here. That's me. At what point does Javi become your center fielder and not Parker Meadows? Because Meadows is really, really struggling at the plate.
Meadows is hitting 133.
He hit last night. You want him to hit leadoff. He's looking like last year's Meadows at the beginning of the year before he went down. I mean, how much more time do you give him? I still think you got to give him some time here. It's a short sample.
Should Javi play more center field with Parker Meadows struggles? Last night was against a lefty, and that's the lineup I think that you could justify it. Like Parker Meadows against left-handed pitching, those are the nights especially you'd sit him. And then who plays center? Well, you want to play Javi against lefties. But I would push back a little, Tom, in that who's playing shortstop if I move Javi to center? Because I don't want more Trey Sweeney.
Right. Well, that just makes the bigger thing about getting somebody in at the trade deadline or beforehand on that side of the field that has a power bat. And then what if Vierling comes back? I mean, he's going to start playing in games later this week in Toledo. The squeeze on Parker Meadows is starting to happen, and Javi's contributing to that. That's crazy.
It feels like insanity. And to see what he is doing, but it's his attitude that's as big a part of this as anything. And now success will help you have a good attitude. But what we heard last year was even though he was struggling in his third season, guys loved having him around. He was back in the clubhouse and the team cheered that. And we thought, stay away. Stay away because that's just bad mojo.
Calls to get to. John, it's a fair check-in with the fan base on where they stand at Javi Baez. Is he the best story on the best team? And Tom's question, a baseball question. Should he play more center field? It's 97.1.
Hey, you guys. Summer is heating up, and there's nothing more refreshing than an ice-cold Surfside iced tea and vodka or Surfside lemonade and vodka to break the heat. Made with real brewed tea and real vodka, Surfside is only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles. That's right, no carbonation, so it's super easy to sip and enjoy no matter what your plans are this weekend. Look for the can with the sunset stripes. Sold at bars, restaurants, and stores near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
One of two home runs yesterday for Javier.
That's all our boy. Everyone is accepting of Javier.
And that was your question. How things changed with Javi Baez in this city and how dramatically it's happened. He had balloons in the clubhouse last night. Getting 10 years service time for baseball players gives you access to post-career pensions and things like that.
Yeah.
So on a night where he celebrates 10 years, he celebrates two homers and he celebrates another Tigers win. He has an OPS just shy of 800. And for a player who was unplayable a year ago, he is the best story on the best team in all of baseball.
And it's his willingness to play all these different positions. It's his willingness to basically, wherever AJ puts him in the lineup. We asked him that, it was probably a month ago now. Yeah. Are you going to start moving him up? And from nine, I know he kind of bounces around 7, 8, 9, but like he keeps batting at 9, and now that's taken over by Parker Meadows. But like, are you starting to start moving up? And his answer was, "No. Why am I going to mess with that? Like, it's working."
Well, it was just such a funny answer because it shows like even AJ has a little.
There's a sense of humor about it. But
well, because the numbers would say you want your best hitters hitting higher in the order, and. And at the same time, there's a little superstition and don't mess with what's going. Yeah. But AJ strikes me as someone who's not overly superstitious, but baseball has that effect on people.
I don't know. He's a former baseball catcher. I think they might be the most superstitious of the nine.
By the way, AJ Hinch on tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow morning, AJ Hinch will join the show. Let's get some phone calls on what people are thinking of Javi Baez. And then Tom had a baseball question. Should he play more center field? We got Kyle and McComb. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
Hey, you know what? Last year during the postseason when Jason Benetti and all them guys were talking about how big of, in the clubhouse he was and how important, how excited everyone was, I thought maybe it was a PR stunt to, you know, pump him up back with the team. But this year I've seen a couple games and I've seen it live. And, you know, I see him being one of the first ones on the field, one of the first ones off the field, you know, slapping everyone's hands, high-fiving people, bringing out, you know, McKinstry's glove and his hat after he, you know, is running and sliding to third, bringing out Riley Green stuff, you know, on an out after the batting. So I really think he's super important now after seeing this with my eyes multiple games. And I think that he is the leader that the team needs, and we just don't see it. And I think that him being in the lineup every day is that much more important to this team's success. Just being a leader on and off the field is really starting to help.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, his presence is definitely something that you look at. And here's the weird thing, too. When you talk about the importance of Javi Baez, not just what he's doing, but how he, like, his attitude. We talk about attitude all the time. And I've used this example with Jack. Where there's been times, Jack, okay, you know, he strikes out or something and it's walking because he plays first base, walking to first base after. I'm like, no, that's not how you take the field. And I've pointed out Javi, like, watch how Javi runs to center field. Watch how he runs off the field. And this is a guy that has taken so many bullets from fans over 3 years. And he still, every single day, goes out there and attacks the field. Like, he wants to be there. And that sets a tone for the team.
There's an infectious quality.
Yeah.
He could be very charismatic, especially as the team's winning here. He is relishing in the winning, and I think that becomes contagious, and the entire clubhouse is rallying right now. Texter says, can't Perez play center field? Keep Javi at short. if you're unhappy with Meadows right now, specifically against lefties.
Yeah, sure. I mean, Wenzel can play center. Yeah, but
Liz says leave Javi. It says Javier, keep him at short. Because again, Trey Sweeney is who's going to have to play short if you put Javi back in center, and Sweeney has not been good either.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just so much fun to see him in center field. And I know it's not about, it's not about fun. It's about winning. But
the meme of the bald guy staring with his hands on his hips is Al Avila right now, watching all these draft picks live up to their potential and even Javi living up to some of the contract. I can't imagine the emotions that Al is going through right now.
So we just got this text in, and it's a great question. Take out the pitchers. Is Javi the best player on the team? He has the best.
No, it's Riley Green.
He has the best war.
I know. I would still say it's Riley Green.
I would say so too, although are we holding the strikeouts against Riley Green? Are we
I think some are holding them too much against him.
Okay.
The guy's going to be a back-to-back all-star with real power, and he's hitting for average. I get it. Nobody wants the strikeouts. We saw what happened in the postseason last year with Cleveland.
Yeah.
It wasn't just leaving runners on base. It was not even putting the ball in play collectively. The Tigers do have, and that's like an under-the-radar conversation, a strikeout issue.
Yeah.
Fourth most in all of baseball. Riley, I believe, has the most in the game. But Riley is overcoming it because he is still performing at a high level.
It's a great question to talk about in regards to who is the best player outside of the pitchers. And I would say one would be Riley Green, two would be Gleyber Torres, and three is probably Javi right now.
It's Torque or Baez, depending on who's hot.
Right.
So I just want to clarify something on my Meadows question. I just think it's something to start looking at right now.
We're not asking you to turn in your Parker Meadows fandom card.
No, look, somebody said on Ticket Text he hit two hard balls last night and got screwed, okay? You know, so yeah, that's just the baseball gods. I think maybe they play Cleveland the weekend of the 4th of July, and I think that's where we get to, and then we look at Parker Meadows and see what he's doing. I mean, you got to get 100 to 120 at-bats. We let Colt Keith get out of his slump. I'm just saying, right now, I mean, why would you lead him off? I mean, his OPS is under 500. Again, 45 at-bats only, but...
Right.
So Baseball Savant, he's got a very high exit velo, means you're hitting the ball well. High sweet spot means you're barreling the ball up. Yeah, you got to let the at-bats play out.
Yeah, and I mean, he's basically, I mean, how many at-bats do you get in spring training?
Yeah.
You know, where is he at in regards to if he had a full complement of spring training, is he kind of there now?
Devel in Madison Heights, good morning, buddy. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, y'all. I appreciate the call, taking the call. So two quick points I want to make. The first one, this miracle turnaround that Javi is enjoying, I couldn't picture anything like it. The only thing I've seen like this, and for different reasons, it would be comparing him to Josh Hamilton from Texas some years ago, back in the mid-2000s. I could see that. But, like, again, that was different reasons. And the other thing is I still laugh at the turnaround, not only with his bat and, you know, how his play, but just the fans toward, I mean, the heat and the hatred we had for me included. And then to see that turnaround this year, because I remember in spring training, listening to one of the games, it was spring training games, and that's when they trotted out Javi at center field. And I remember the next day, I'm listening to your show. You all were like, what are we doing here? Like, they were saying that. You actually said that.
I remember.
And I sat there, and I did nothing but agree with you and put my head down like, oh, this is going to be worse than you all are anticipating. And look what's happening now. It's totally amazing. Like I said, the only thing I could compare it to is Josh Hamilton. I mean, he was 3 years out of the league and came back like a fish, you know, in swimming in water. Like nothing ever happened and just knocking the ball over the field. So that's what I kind of compare it to. But the turnaround and the fans' feelings to him is what's really, really getting me, because this is not a long time ago. It's only about 3-4 months ago.
Oh, Devel,
and we had this for 3 years.
I know. It really had set in, and people get set in their ways, and they feel very strongly about this guy. And
oh, yeah. I mean,
he's flipping the script.
With the way that Parker Meadows finished the season, and Veerling as well. But those guys, we're looking at this lineup going, gosh, there's so many holes in the lineup.
Yeah.
And then you have Torque doing what he's doing, Gleyber Torres stepping up and playing like an all-star. Javi, that might be the biggest surprise, pleasant surprise of the season.
All right, as you guys are waking up this morning, some of your commutes may be changing. We're going to get to the latest change on the roads in Michigan. We'll get to that at 7:35. But coming up next, I'm going to impersonate Steve Yzerman. I want to take a crack at this.
I can't wait to hear this.
This is the start of the hockey offseason with the Stanley Cup finishing up last night. So I will present the Steve Wiser plan. Why not make these moves? It's 97.1.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.